Help to sing these songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs, emancipate yourselves from mental slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds.
The Birchmere presents Switch, August 10th, and Jazz Funk Soul featuring Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr., August 13th, Mesa, August 17th, and Eric Robertson, August 23rd and 24th. Details at birchmere.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. E. Faye Williams, National Chair of the National Congress of Black Women. And you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
Happy Monday, good people, and you are listening to A Gay Old Time.
I'm Awesome Rita.
And I'm Daffo, and we're going to have a gay old time tonight on this here 11th episode. We are part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. and A Gay Old Time every third Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. So after our normal intro, you know, the Makeba Jane, right? You heard Donations by King Wilonius, and you'll hear a lot more of that on this show tonight.
Because guess what, y'all? Guess what time it is? It is, drum roll, please. Yes, it is that time of the year. It is our summer pledge drive. Yes. And the theme right now is WPFW 48 Years of Centering Blackness. It just sounds so good. I love it. So yes, we will be commemorating Black August, right? And we're going to celebrate not only the freedom fighters, political prisoners, and those who have perished in the struggle of Black liberation, but also, yes, we got the scholars, the musicians, the poets, okay? All who have worked, whose work have served the Black liberation struggle, right? So this episode of A Gay Old Time is only right that we, yes, us, A Gay Old Time, we're going to highlight Black liberation and its connection to the LGBTQIA community, right? It's only right. It's A Gay Old Time. So buckle up, okay? Get ready, okay, to call in with those donations at 202-588-9739. Again, that is 202-588-9739. Or you can hit us up at the website that is WPFWFM.org and click that donate sign, okay? And not only there, but of course we got Cash App, okay? So you can pull up at Cash App at $ WPFWFM, okay? So that's $ WPFWFM or text WPFWFM W 2801808. That 808, okay? We are on like all platforms, okay? So please, please, yes, pull up, donate. Please donate. I'm going to tell you why you should donate a little later, but please donate. I have donated. Daffo has donated. We're all doing it. So.
Everybody's doing it.
So join us. But yes, what's up, Daffo? What's up?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I've been enjoying my whole summer break going here and fro, to and there, here and there, and to and fro. How about that? And today's my birthday. How about that? Shout out. It's Leo season. What up, Leos? You know, we out here being Leos. Yes, 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 yes. And I'm very excited to help put money in WPFW's coffers so we can keep this Jazz and Justice party going. So it'll be a great, great birthday gift for me, for you to support WPFW. So how you doing, Awesome? What's going on?
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm not stressed. You know, I feel like I helped somebody out today.
Yes.
Shared that with you earlier. But yeah, I'm blessed. Happy Black August, you know, and of course, happy Born Day to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Okay, that's it.
Yes. Yo, I had to laugh myself out earlier because I'm driving in the car, right? And I was, you know, on the radio. I was listening to WPFW and another station, but the station got like all oldies. And I was like, you know, you getting grown when you siced about the all oldies station, the station your mom used to listen to all the time in the car. And you was like, I don't want to hear none of this. That is me now. I am her and she is me. So shout out to getting older and, you know, experiencing more things, calming down, appreciating the oldies, you know, appreciating talk radio and the news. Well, not the news, because it's wild stuff going on, but you know what I'm trying to say. So yeah, very excited, very grateful. But first off, we're going to talk about Black August and the contributions of the LGBT community in Black August. So a little bit of history about Black August, just in case you didn't know. Black August honors the countless organizers, activists, and freedom fighters who sacrificed their freedom and lives in the struggle for Black liberation. In addition to commemorating the fallen freedom fighters of the Black liberation movement, Black August is a time to call for the release of political prisoners in the U.S. to condemn the oppressive conditions of U.S. prisons and to emphasize the continued importance of the struggle for Black liberation. Free Chris Smalls. I just want to say that, you know, free Chris Smalls. We're not going to get into that right now, but if you know, you know, you know, you know, you know. So this annual observance was created in the 1970s by Black freedom fighters who wanted to honor the lives and deaths of Black political prisoners killed by the state, bring awareness to prison conditions, and to honor the radical tradition of Black resistance against anti-Black state violence and systemic oppression. Wow, shout out to the ancestors, shout out to the freedom fighters, shout out to those before us and those now that are still fighting for freedom and liberation for Black people and all the marginalized people of America and the world, Craig, the world. So Black August is more than just a month of observation. It's a celebration of the resilience of Black people in America and the sacred tradition of Black survival, particularly when it comes to our LGBTQIA+ brothers, sisters, and siblings. Yeah, yeah. Of course, the gays have things, are all up in the mix. Of course, the queers are all up in the mix. All the LGBTQ joints are always in the mix. You better know. So Black and brown LGBTQ people have always been at the forefront of the battle for civil rights, even if they didn't stand in the spotlight. So for example, Bayard Rustin, an openly gay Black man, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s circle, who helped organize a march on Washington, among a host of other things. We know about that. Shout out to that. Marsha P. Johnson, a Black trans woman who is credited with throwing the first brick at the Stonewall riots and more recently, queer Black leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, Alicia Garza and Catrice Cullors, just to name a few. So if all of us aren't free, then none of us is free. So that's one of the many reasons that I'm grateful to be a part of this station. WPFW shines a light on the liberation of the oppressed day in and day out, minute by minute, show after show. There are no corporate sponsors telling us what to do, what to broadcast. You can get the raw, uncensored truth from WPFW, and that's why we need your support. We have a goal of $500 for this show, just $500 for this hour. That's it. But if you want to exceed that, you want to double it, triple it, quadruple it, do it. Please give what you can, give what you have felt to give. Give in abundance, you know, because giving what you give, you get back, okay? So give a one-time gift or become a sustaining member today by calling 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. Or you can hit up the website, click donate. You can also cash app us at $WPFWFM. Yeah, Black August, awesome. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it truly is. You know, and Black August is one of those things where, honestly, and I'm not just saying this because it's pledge drive, you know, but I did learn about Black August from listening to WPFW.
Nice.
That's just my personal experience, right? And that's why it is so important to just give to this station. I have never actually encountered a station, a radio station like WPFW, where it's so accessible, right? Meaning you can call in, you can email, you can really tap in to the station and the people that are actually bringing you accurate news information. Okay. Let me emphasize accurate.
How about it?
News and the things that are going on, not only, you know, nationally, but more so importantly, like globally. There aren't a lot of stations that are going to give you this type of information. So it is very, very important that you tap in. Please continue to give. And we only, like Daffo said, we only have a goal of $500. It's only $500. Come
on. Light work, y'all. That's light work. Y'all could double that, triple that. That's easy. One person can give $500 and we got our goal, but then other people can give more and then we surpassed our goal. WPFW is worth it, right?
They are. They really, really are.
Right?
Like, seriously. They truly, truly are. I don't know how much time I can give. Can I give more time on why we should give?
I mean, we got the whole rest of the show, but I think we should go ahead and get into the music or whatever. You know how we like to highlight LGBTQIA artists and allies. So go ahead, tell them what we're going to listen to. Awesome.
Yes. Okay. And then we'll get back into.
Absolutely.
All right, so tonight, right now, we are actually going to listen to, you guys are going to listen to the LGBTQ community, who we all love, right? Who doesn't love Janelle Monae? Just on all platforms. She is just amazing. And I think she's a Sagittarius, but we're not even going to get into that. But anywho, we are going to check out Q-U-E-E-N. Yes, that spells Queen. Featuring, of course, Erykah Badu. Here we go on A Gay Yo Time.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. That was Q-U-E-E-N, Queen by Janelle Monáe featuring Erykah Badu. And Queen is an acronym in this song. It stands for Queer, Untouchable, Immigrants, Excommunicated, and Negroid. I know you like that word, Queen. That's, you know, awesome. That's one of your favorite words, you know. What up, Queen? Yes. Yeah. I know that's, and I thought about you, you know, when I saw this song.
Absolutely. You know how I love bigging up our queens. And so, you know, I do like the other word, you know, B. But if we're going to, we can't just keep calling each other B. So we have to embrace the queen.
Absolutely.
So, yes, queen, you are my queen. Okay. You might be the other word too, but I'm going to put queen in front of you. Okay. I'm gonna put Queen.
Queen B. Queen B.
Yes, Queen B.
Queen B.
Anybody. Any queen sister will always be my queen. Okay? We're all queens. So shout out to that. Yes, queen. But yeah, we're gonna get back into, let's get back into this Black August and the LGBTQIA connection, right? So we're going to start this month, Black August. We're going to celebrate some of the women and bring them to the foreground. We always hear about our brothers, you know, our kings, more particularly our cis men that are in the forefront. And we all know about, and like you said, you shared earlier, about our brother, my brother who I love. Yes, Mr. Baynard, okay? We know about him, we know about James. And again, we know about most of the cis men. So they played a very, very, very important role. Like I'm not downplaying their role at all in Black liberation, in our quest of Black liberation. However, okay? We always know that our sisters, our queens, right? They sometimes get forgotten. And so we are definitely going to pay homage to our queens, and especially the ones of the LGBTQ, you know, movement. So now we're going to highlight our sisters. So first, we're going to give an honorable mention, okay, to those that paved the way, like, of course, Marsha P. Johnson, okay? If those that don't know, and again, WPFW, if you are an avid listener of WPFW, we have always paid homage to Marsha P. Johnson, especially here on the Inside Out Collective, who is a trans liberation activist, who was a trans liberation activist. And guess what? Her birthday. What month is it in? It's August.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not sure if she's actually a Leo, but her birthday.
They went into, they a Virgo. They just on the, okay. Just crossed into Virgo season. So.
Yes. They missed it. Just.
We won't hold that against, we won't hold that against her, you know.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Marsha P. Henson, I mean, P. Johnson, I'm so sorry. Marsha P. Johnson, birthday is August 24th. She was most recently an advocate for an entire generation of the gay rights movement, okay? So like Daffo said earlier, she is believed to have thrown the first stone, right? Like she's that one that threw that first brick. In the Stonewall Uprising. So we have to always pay respect to Miss Marsha P. Johnson. She is also the founding member of the Gay Liberation Front. Alongside her close friend, Sylvia Rivera, Johnson co-starred STAR, which is STR, and that stands for the Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries. She took care of queer and trans sex workers and homeless queer youth, which is very, very, very still important to this day that we take care of our youth, You know, she became an AIDS activist with ACT UP as well.
Yeah.
So again.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to you. Reminds me of the one, the Alston Foundation. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Present day, taking care of our LGBTQIA plus youth who are unhoused. So, you know, picking up the banner. They've been picked up the banner, but there's so many people who are trailblazers and who are just fighting for the cause and pouring out of themselves to give to those who come after them. So shout out to Marsha P. Johnson.
Yes. And you know what it also reminded me of? It definitely reminded me, I instantly thought of Wanda Austin Foundation. Please check out the archives on about the Wanda, the house that Wanda built that we just did. Yeah. But it also made me think about the houses, right? And like how a lot of the LGBTQ youth who are, you know, cast away from their family, like, but they found family in houses, like, you know, where they have a mother, where they have a father of the house. But it also kind of made me think of that as well.
Absolutely. I remember, like, I think, you know, houses were really, really big in New York, but I remember growing up as a baby gay, like, there were some houses here in D.C., and I remember like, wow, you're part of a house? That's crazy. That's very interesting. And I was just, you know, grateful that, you know, I was just grateful that there was a place for those who had been outcast. I was sad that people had been outcast from their own homes, but I was grateful that people were able to choose or have an opportunity to make chosen family. And they used to always like walk into balls and it was always so deep. There was always together, like it was a whole entourage. I was like, ooh, I want to be in a house though. But I wasn't ever in the house, but I definitely remember it growing up as a baby gay. Like, yo, okay, houses, true. Never walked in a ball. I don't think I did. I've been to a ball, never walked in a ball. You gotta be brave, man. God bless. I don't know if I mean, of course, I'm brave enough, but I wasn't brave enough at that time, or I didn't believe in myself enough to be like, yeah, I'm about to walk like, cow, you know, I don't know. I didn't. But shout out to all those walkers in the ball.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Because, yeah, you do have to be bold. You do.
Yeah.
It's a whole scene.
Yeah.
It's an amazing scene. But it's a bold scene. You know, you definitely have to be confident. But yeah, so we're going to move right along. And we're going to go right into Cece McDonald. Okay. So Cece McDonald is a bisexual trans woman who was leading prison reform and is an LGBTQ activist. So she came to national attention following her June 2012 plea bargain of 41 months for second-degree manslaughter of a man who had attacked her in a racist and transphobic hate crime in Minneapolis. I definitely remember hearing about this. And she defended herself. Wow. And so although a woman, McDonald was housed in two separate men's prisons before she was released in 2014 after serving, actually, I think like 19 months. So since her release, though, she has actually been like actively working towards prison reform and economic justice with other trans women. There's actually a documentary right now. I believe it is on Prime, and it was actually produced by Laverne Cox, and it's called Free Cece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And I just want to highlight and throw a little pitch in there. Like, yo, where else would you get this information? Did you even know about this stuff? But you only get this type of information on WPFW. And that's why it's so important that you support WPFW so we can continue to bring the raw and rugged inclusive truth and information to you, yo. Like, it's really one of a kind. And I know y'all love WPFW. I went to, I went to a recent event. It was down Malcolm X Park, and folks was out there in droves, so happy to meet the programmers. Like, y'all love WPFW, so we need y'all to pull out your go into your purse, your pockets, your wallets, your apps, and go ahead and show your support. We have a $500 goal, but we can exceed that 3, 4, 5 times. You feel me? Call 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. And I know you had some more talking up to do, awesome, that, you know, earlier in the program, you wanted to say some things about the greatness of WPFW and why folks should go ahead and make sure that the station still is able to go on air, in especially in these trying times.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, so honestly, I got put onto WPFW when I was working. I'm not going to say the organization's name, but the organization I facilitated workshops for the youth. And so they were huge on getting current events. They were huge on making sure that the youth knew what was going on, not only nationally, but globally. And so WPFW was actually one of the recommended stations or platforms, I would say news platforms, that we use because, again, they gave the most accurate information, not only nationally, but globally, because the youth that we work with, their families weren't just from the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And so they had other interests. You know what I mean? Yeah. They didn't just care about what was going on here, but they cared about what was going on other places because they still had family there.
Yeah.
And so even when I introduced it to them, they were amazed by it. And I can go on, you know, I'll even share my favorite shows. And these are shows that I actively listen to. Like, I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show. First of all, nobody that is on it, anybody that is on these airwaves that you are listening to on WPFW, Pacifica Radio, WPFW 89.3 in particular, we do not get paid for this. And so we are here because we really believe in the mission. Absolutely. And vision. Yeah. Of the station. Like, that's just what it is. Yeah. And so I really do listen to these shows in particular because I get everything that I need to know about not only where I'm living locally, nationally, but globally. And so,
the world.
Yeah. Seriously, the world, Craig. The world.
The world.
Okay.
And no spin either. It's no spin. It's no like, oh, we're not going to talk about that because, you know, our funders only support this person. So they don't like that. So we're not going to talk about that. It's no spin. It's no, you know, corporately driven information. It's just raw, real information globally.
The world, Craig, the world. Okay. But the shows that, and again, keeping back to what I was saying, but the shows that I really, really do love, of course, Inside Out Collective, right? You are not going to get LGBTQ IA information, centered information on a weekly basis. And then the category or the subjects or, you know, they change, you know? So you're not going to get that type of information anywhere. And you can get that here 6 p.m. Mondays, okay? The other one that I really, really love, and this is the one that was recommended for the youth, and I recommend this, honestly, if you're looking for news, the real news, please check out Democracy Now! Please.
Yeah.
8 a.m. I believe it's only Monday through Friday. Okay. Yeah, I believe it's only Monday through Friday, but 8 a.m., you're not going to get news like this anywhere else. And like Daffo said, no commercials. You know, yeah. Nobody's paying for any highlights or, you know, nobody.
Yeah, we just have station breaks. That's all. It will just talk about things that the station is doing, things that are being thrown for the community, issues in the community. So, yeah, man, 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. You cash app us at $WPFWFM or go to WPFWFM.org and click donate. You can become a sustainer. That's when you set up a specific amount to give every month, or you could do a one-time donation, or you could do it manually every month. You know, we just need your donations. We just need your donations.
But check this out. Let me just say this right quick.
Yeah, then we'll get to our musicals, another musical selection. Yeah. So, definitely donate. You know, yes, definitely donate. We about to go to Tracy Chapman though, right now. So we like to highlight LGBTQ artists. So Tracy Chapman, classic, talking about a revolution. Check it out on the Inside Out Collective, A Gay Old Time.
Talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know they're talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper? Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution.
All right, all right, all right. That was Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution. She said, and finally, the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. I love it when the tables turn, you know, because the first shall be last, okay? And the last shall be first, all right? So it's a very simple yet powerful song. So much love to Tracy. We're coming up on a station break. So we're so glad you've been rocking with us here at A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective here on WPFW. We'll be right back after this short station break.
From August 3rd through the 16th, during our summer pledge drive, we present WPFW, 48 Years of Centering Blackness. We'll commemorate Black August and celebrate not only the freedom fighters, political prisoners, and those who have perished in the struggle for Black liberation, but also the scholars, musicians, and poets whose work has served the Black liberation struggle. There are forces working to erase the contributions and significance of Black people. Your contribution ensures that WPFW is not erased and that the voices of Black people throughout the diaspora continue to be platformed here. Donations can be made anytime at WPFWFM.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Back to A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on 89.3 WPFW. So, random fact about August. Did you know? Because I didn't know. But did you know that there was a day specifically dedicated to our gay uncles?
Wow.
Because I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So in beautiful Black August, there is a day dedicated to our beautiful gay uncles. Shout out to that.
Shout out. So we are going to actually check out this clip that's going to give us a little more information about Gay Uncles Day. Here we go.
Gay Uncles Day is August 11th. It was first celebrated on August 14, 2016. CJ Hatter conceived the holiday, but it gained visual attention online when the late former rugby player Simon Dunn posted on his Instagram asking people if they wanted to celebrate the day. The holiday is mostly celebrated online, posting pictures. It's also a day for parents to celebrate their LGBTQ+ siblings or godparents and express gratitude for their presence in their children's lives. In 1965, Paul Lynde played Uncle Arthur on Bewitched. I consider him TV's first gay uncle. Glad's 2023-24 Where We Are on TV report says 108 gay characters were featured this season. Uncles are like stars in the family's sky, and gay uncles add an extra sparkle of love and acceptance. Thank you for listening. I'm Daniel G. Garza.
Right on. So yes, a little more about Gay Uncles Day, because I was literally maybe 2 days old when I found this out, that this day actually exists. But it's a day that we celebrate gay uncles, and we honor the contributions and unique roles that gay uncles in our families and communities play, right? We have gay uncles, okay? This is nothing new, okay? But also, it is like a day to recognize, just even if you have like a gay relative, a gay godparent, a gay godmother, just any extended family that you may have that is gay, and you kind of pay homage to them during this day.
Yeah, any family that's family. Shout out.
Right, yeah.
Family that's family. Because, I mean, it's so important. It's so important. And I'm, you know, especially the ones that came before us, I can imagine things weren't as progressive as they are now. And even still now, you know, voices are trying to be silenced and identities are trying to be erased. But, you know, I just can't imagine growing up in my uncle's day and being I happen to be gay or a part of the LGBTQ I plus community, and the struggles and the amount of like self-confidence you had to have in order to be your full self. Like, things were different back in the day. And shout out to being your full gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, asexual, intersexed self. Okay. It's a blessing, and I applaud and commend you all. So more random, not random facts, but more on August. So on August 20th, and speaking of being bold and brave, right? So August 20th is Southern HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Can you imagine being deep down in the deep down South and you gay, or you a part of family back in the day? Man, look. God bless. So it focuses on raising awareness about the impact of HIV and AIDS in the Southern United States. This day emphasizes the importance of education, prevention, and support for those affected by HIV AIDS in this region, where the epidemic disproportionately affects marginalized communities. It serves as a call to action for greater resources, healthcare access, and community engagement to combat the stigma and challenges associated with HIV AIDS and all of those things. So And shout out to the strides we have made medically. Like, you got PrEP, you have all of these drugs that you can take to protect yourself from HIV and AIDS. And you all, people who have HIV and AIDS, they're living so much longer. It's no longer like a death sentence. So there's been great medical advancement. Prayerfully, that medical advancement can keep on, can continue. But we won't name that orange fella. But, you know, hopefully, and it's not just him. It's all these other cowards, you know, who's running our governments. But I digress. I'm just grateful for the progress that has been made in the community concerning HIV and AIDS. Like, it's such a beautiful thing, because, like, back in the 80s, like, you get it and you're done. And much love to those who did get it back in the 80s, early 90s, and who passed away. And they were the pioneers for research and how we can make people's lives more full, more abundant. You know, so shout out to that. But speaking of things that are under attack, so right along with the transgender community and other facets of the LGBTQIA, public radio is under attack, y'all. PBS, NPR, and God forbid, WPFW, right? So again, we have no corporate sponsors. And because of that, we're able to bring you all the raw and real programming that is a blessing and a privilege in today's political climate. So we need your help, y'all. $500 is the goal. We can match that like three times, four times, five times over. We need your donations. WPFW uplifts the voice of the marginalized. And this is one of the only shows of its kind on terrestrial radio. We keep the culture alive. We advocate for the LGBTQIA community. We give voice to the overlooked. We shine a light on local music, which you'll hear some of in a little bit. And we are a pivotal part of your life. We are part of your life, y'all, and beg you to do your part to make sure that we can stay on air. So if you love WPFW, if you are part of the LGBTQIA plus community, if you are ally, if you're not a part of it, if you are a listener, we need you to do your part. We show y'all love by coming on the air for all of our shows. This is a labor of love, y'all, but we need y'all to do your part so we can keep on doing our part. You hear me? So call 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. Or go to WPFWFM.org. Click donate to give. Or you can cash app us. Cash app. $WPFWFM. Yeah, man. We just pray that you feel moved to dig in your pocket and support the station that does it for you.
Please move. Please move.
Yeah, we need a move in your heart. In your heart. You hear me? And share, like, we on IG too. Go ahead and share them posts. All of that. Any support is welcome. You become a one-time donator or a sustainer. Sustainer is really easy. You just set a little amount on your card and it comes out every month. You don't even have to worry about it. You just supporting without even worried about it. You know what I'm saying? You order.
It truly is.
Yeah.
It's like if you, especially if you get like coffee every day.
That's
if
you're exactly like what I was about to say. Coffee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even tea or whatever that is that you get every day, like you can easily $20 a month, you know, $50, like $20 a month, that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're doing that monthly, that can go a long way. Or $10 a month. So it can be done, and especially if you listen to us every single day, if you listen to the station every single day, even if you don't listen to necessarily, you know, Inside Out, but if you listen, you know that you listen to the station on a daily and you appreciate it, like, come on, give back. Straight like, up. Come on.
Come on. Come on, son.
Come on. Come on, man.
Come on. Yeah, man. So, yeah, Black August. I mean, I was like, it's been so hot in DC. It's really about to be Black August because the sun is blazing out here. I'm like, why is the weather? I mean, I know DC summers are humid and hot, but it seems like it's been turned up a notch this summer. And I don't know how to feel about that. You know,
it's going to keep turning up. It's going to keep warming, you know, because climate change is real, you know, and this is, and on this station, and particularly, is where you get some of that accurate information that I was talking about earlier about climate change, right? Because it is real. Anybody else try to say that it's not, it is a real thing. So it's going to just keep getting hotter. Okay.
Bless. So it's a figuratively Black August and a literal Black August. And Leslie, don't forget your sunscreen. Just because you got melanin doesn't mean that you don't need to put your sunscreen on. That ozone, the hole in the ozone layer is a serious thing. Put your sunscreen on. I got burnt up when I went down to Outer Banks. You hear me? My shoulders was real crispy. I was like, ooh, I'm so brown. Those are blisters. What? Now you have blisters a couple of days later. And I put on sunscreen, but, you know, I was fishing and I didn't have on any sleeves. I was tripping. It was me. I was fishing. I had on a tank top. I was on a boat in the water. You know, take it from me. Don't let this Black August become a literal Black August. Don't let the sun singe your skin and put on your sunscreen, Black people. And those who are not melanated, do that to y'all, especially.
Put on your sunscreen.
Put on your sunscreen.
And one other thing that I will say, I will challenge you, all listeners, during Black August, support your Black businesses.
Absolutely.
Right? Read, you know, if you can, do some fasting. But do some things to educate and uplift your mind, because that is truly what Black August was about, you know, initially, educating yourself and just centering yourself. But definitely, if you're going to buy Black, please continue to support your Black businesses. Okay? Please.
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. And they say, I think I read a statistic, like Black women are starting businesses at one of the most highest rates or something like that. Black women are really out here. We're getting educated and we're starting businesses. Like, yeah. So Black businesses, Black woman owned businesses, all the things, man. We it's Black August. Everything Black. All Black, everything Black.
Black. Okay.
Black on black.
Shout out to Buddy. Okay. Black on black.
Okay. And nobody talking about crime. That's a whole lie. It made me think like Black on Black crime. That's a lie. Okay. I took a tangent. We're going to bring it back. But Black on Black made me think of that foolishness when folks be talking about Black on Black crime. Child, that's a dog whistle. And don't say that no more. Take that out your vocabulary. And I digress.
Yeah. So we're going to flip it. Black on black businesses. That's what we're supporting. Okay. Black on black businesses.
Absolutely.
We're buying black on black businesses. Okay.
Yes. And speaking of Black on Black, we got what? We know this person. It's a local artist. Go ahead, tell us more about him, Awesome.
Yes. So it is a local artist, actually a homie of mine. She is a producer and she is an LGBTQ plus producer. But she is right now in the DC. So D Lovely Productions is based in Washington, DC. She is an accomplished artist specializing in music production. She hails from Richmond, Virginia, not necessarily the DMV, but we ain't gonna hold it against her. So that's where she owned her musical skills. She is a gifted instrumentalist. She works right now. I believe that she is a music teacher in the DC PS But she has over 10 years in her own band, community programs. And that's actually how I met her, through actually her former partner. And they had a jazz band together. And so, yeah, she's a dope musician. Real, real dope. So D Lovely Productions, check her out. She's definitely on Spotify. But yeah, this is one of her songs that she produced. It's called Lovin' On Me, a D Lovely production. And the artist that is on it is called Nani. And she's from ATL. But there you go. D Lovely Productions, Lovin' On Me.
D Lovely Productions with Lovin' On Me featuring Nani, you know. Nice. Shout out to the local artists in the DMV. Shout out, you know, it's always a blessing to shine a spotlight on local artists and give them some shine. So definitely look them up on Spotify, D-E Lovely Productions. One word, D-E Lovely is one word. Productions is the other word. I wasn't clear on that. But look them up. Google them on Spotify, check them out, give them some spins, because, you know, streaming be robbing the people, but that's fine. You know, the pennies, the fraction of the penny will count if you stream it.
The fraction.
Right? The fraction of the penny. Excuse me? Pardon me? Good.
That's a mighty tough fraction on a penny.
On a penny. On a penny.
That's like, can you get a fraction out of a penny? That's some serious math there.
Look, I feel like that's how they be doing the people that be streaming. I feel like so, because they be, it be like a billion streams and then you make like $300. Like, excuse me, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Go ahead.
You know what? And so I know we have a little time, so hopefully we can get into tip your teacup, because that actually is something that is tipping my teacup. These imaginary fractions that people make up, especially politicians, especially politicians that are in charge of the nation. They have executive rights. If you know what I mean, then you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But this guy says that, and it's so frustrating to the point where it is kind of funny, but it's not funny, because it's like, these are our lives, man. But it's like, are you serious? Yeah. What type of math are you not mathing? Yeah. When he says stuff like, now the pharmacy companies are with the prices gone down like 400% or something, and it's like, okay, so now are they going to be paying us for the medication? Like what like what do you mean it has gone down 400% though? Like, that's what that means. That's the math in my mind. Like, it's gone down. So they're paying us to get this medication at this point. This is what you want us to believe. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Come on, man.
I see where you're coming from. That ain't how I worry, but I see where you're coming from. Like, is it free now? Or, like, what?
What?
You know, and, yeah. So, speaking of things that tip your teacup, you know, this was a phrase that happened during this guy's first presidential bout, I suppose. But alternative facts, what in the world is an alternative fact? And what's wrong? Also, what tips my teacup is the anti-intellectual movement that is happening. But you know what? It's not surprising, because I was doing some research and
majority of the country only reads on an eighth grade level. Like, and then the literacy, the literacy rate is super low. So it all makes sense when you think about it. And it just really makes me feel very blessed and privileged that, you know, I've had the experiences that I've had, but people are not taught to think critically. People are, and especially in this age, it's the information age, everything's so fast. You got AI, you put something in Google and you got AI coming up with the answer first and you like, what? Oh, this is facts. Nah, not really. But, you know, it's just, it all makes sense that we are where we are right now, sadly to say. But, you know, God bless those who have been blessed to be exposed to higher learning or the thought or the activity of critical thinking, who read and think deeper than just what's placed in front of them, because my God.
Yeah, it's and you know, the smart, and I air quotes, smartphone, it's a gift and a curse. And I say this to my clients all the time because they're all, you know, in the kids and the youth, the millennials, whoever, they're all keeping up with the Joneses. And it's, they want to talk about the latest and greatest technology that they have, but yet they're not allowing it to actually make them smarter. Like, it's research, right? It's a whole computer right in your hands. And so you can, no, literally, like, you could really research anything that you want at the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. But, and then there's that thing too, that's that gift and that curse, right? Because now that AI is coming out, you're going to take, some people will just take that as the surface. Yeah. That front information instead of diving deep. Yeah. And doing the critical thinking, like you said, into getting, making sure that they do the research and getting the accurate information. But most people, again, like you said, they're not reading on a, they don't even have beyond what, a sixth grade level, some
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And a tip for everybody, if you want to, if you don't want the AI response when you Google something, in the search bar, put in your search and put in minus sign AI, and then do your search. If you do that, the AI results will not pop up, and it'll be like, you know, like it used to be. But again, if you do not want to utilize the AI feature in Google, which is just automatic now, put in your search whatever you're searching, and then minus AI, minus sign AI. And that way you don't get that AI response that pops up first. So I was grateful to know that fact.
That's a good tip. We might should do like a tips and tricks or something. I didn't even know that existed. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Shout out, you know, I need to get off of IG, but I found that on IG. I need to chill though, you know. I need to chill. But yo, this has been a great show. I know we've been all over the place, but I thank y'all for messing with us and following along. You know, we love WPFW and we love our listeners. And we're just so grateful for how you show up. We are grateful already calling it done that we're going to meet our goal so we can keep on bringing you this good, good, good programming.
For sure.
That's not corporately sponsored, you know. And this is the Inside Out Collective. It happens every Monday at 6 p.m. and a gay old time every third Monday at 6 p.m., y'all. So, I mean, I'm Daffo.
And I'm Awesome Rita. And we are here every first Monday.
Oh, Lord. That's my other baby.
You all over the place, girl. You all over the place.
That's my other.